William Warfield has died. He was known to millions of moviegoers around the world for singing this song.
What does he care if the world's got troubles? What does he care if the land ain't free?
William Warfield sang the role of Joe in the 1951 movie version of Showboat. At a time when there were few opportunities for African-American concert singers, Warfield was dubbed a national treasure by the Los Angeles Times. William Warfield was born in Helena, Arkansas, and grew up in Rochester, New York. He said he always wanted to be a teacher, but he won a singing competition, and the first prize was a scholarship to the school of his choice. Warfield chose the Eastman School of Music. After World War II, Warfield returned to Eastman to get his master's in teaching, but a role in the Broadway musical Call Me Mister interrupted his studies. More Broadway roles followed, and Warfield made his recital debut in 1950 at Town Hall in New York. Composer Aaron Copland was in the audience and was apparently so impressed that he asked Warfield to premiere his Old American Songs.
"'Tis the gift to be simple, 'tis the gift to be free, 'tis the gift to come down where you ought to be. And when we find ourselves in the place just right, 'twill be in the valley of love and delight."
William Warfield wanted to sing opera, but those roles were off-limits to African-Americans at the time, so he embarked on a concert tour.
"I was going to places where segregation was still in place, you know. I mean, and I experienced going and getting off Pullman cars and not going into the stations in the South because it was white and black, or people would just meet me and to whisk me off to where I was going. And many times before the hotels were open, I stayed on campuses in guest quarters and things like that."
In 1951, he agreed to play the role of Joe in MGM's Showboat, inspired, Warfield said, by seeing Paul Robeson sing it in the 1936 film. The following year, William Warfield took the role of Porgy in the revival of George Gershwin's opera, Porgy and Bess.
"Bess, you is my woman now. You is, and you must sing and laugh and dance for two instead of one."
In Porgy and Bess, Warfield co-starred with soprano Leontine Price. The two married, and the opera helped cement Warfield's career. But still, he had reservations about it.
"I remember at the time that I would be reluctant to sing things from Porgy and Bess at a black university because the feeling was, oh, that old racist piece, you know. And it's transcended that because of what Gershwin did as an artist, as a composer, and now it stands on its own merit."
William Warfield went on to sing around the world, in recital and in operas. He did finally return to his first love, teaching, in the 1970s.
"The first time that I sat in an audience listening to a student give back to me things that I had imparted to him and realized that these were things that were statements about music, about truth, about art, I said, oh my goodness, I hope they remember that I did that."
Singer and teacher William Warfield died yesterday in Chicago of complications after a fall. He was 82 years old.
"We are delighted by turning, we come around right. Tis the gift to be simple, tis the gift to be free, tis the gift to come down where you ought to be. And when we find ourselves in the place just right, 'twill in the valley of